I was an editor before I started writing. Editing other people's work brought home my need to be writing. I was happiest when I had something of my own on the go. The actual seeds of my work were sown much earlier, however, during the 1970s. Several things came together then. I was a schoolgirl, reading my mother's Nova, excited by the second wave of feminism, which looked to the past as well as to the future. In 1972, I watched Elaine Morgan's TV dramatisation of F. Tennyson Jess's novel, A Pin to See the Peep Show, a devastating account of the love affair which, in January 1923, saw Edith Thompson and Frederick Bywaters hanged for the murder of her husband. He for the deed, she, many thought, for transgressing moral codes. 2 years later, Midge McKenzie's Shoulder to Shoulder introduced me to the story of the Pankhursts and the suffragette movement. The past was becoming apparent in fashion and culture too, and for the beady-eyed, 1930s crepe frocks could be found at jumble sales in northern towns as well as on London's King's Road. At the house my grandmother shared with my great-aunt, I uncovered all manner of treasures, beaded purses from the 1920s, 30s tea plates, lace-trimmed postcards, poignant reminders of the First World War. One way and another, I was becoming aware of hidden lives and hidden histories and wanting to know much more. My writing, biography, memoir, social history, starts with reading and researching. I then write at a computer, print out and revise in pencil. But when I'm stuck or want to kid myself, I'm just trying something. I begin with pencil and paper. Recently, I've been introduced to the Dragon voice recognition system, a marvel for getting things down, but incredibly frustrating for the line-by-line edit that is rewriting. And Dragon is supremely 21st century. I say VE Day, it writes the eBay, and insists on Bieber, as in Justin, for the iconic department store. I keep each draft long after a book is published. The piles of paper grow. The space in my workroom shrinks. I am fortunate in having a designated space in which to work. A box room with a side view of back gardens and with bookcases lining three walls. On some shelves, postcards stand three deep. Images of paintings, ceramics and sculpture. And of Dora Carrington with her own pencil and notebook. A cat on each arm of her chair. Shelves also house assorted objects, among them my grandmother's silver swan pen wipe, circa 1910, and a powder compact glittering with diamante. The sturdy Victorian novels with decorative boards were prized by other women long before they came to me. Of late, the room has acquired the silk baby's dress my mother wore shortly after her adoption, and the buttons I used in my latest book as roots into women's lives across the 20th century. I have come to see that the things with which I surround myself when writing also reflect who I am.